There it goes, whispered Emma, pointing to the ceiling. Listen, can you hear it scurrying about? Of course I can hear it, thought Mr. Pushkin, his twitching ears tracking the pitter-patter of tiny paws zigzagging around the loft. But what do you expect me to do about it? This morning, he'd watched several squirrels burying acorns and conkers all over Emma's neatly trimmed lawns and tidy flower beds. And now one of them had broken into her loft. Don't worry, Mr. Pushkin'll evict it, said Clem, stroking the cat between the ears. Mr. Pushkin's long grey whiskers twitched contemptuously. Will I indeed? Narrowing his golden eyes, he stared at the geriatric Ginger Moggy asleep on the shelf above the radiator and thought, why do I always have to do your dirty work? Bruce creaked open his bloodshot eye, then yawned, displaying his toothless mouth. He stepped down to the paint-splattered floorboards and stretched his arthritic legs. While Clem ascended the stepladder, Bruce hobbled to the adjacent WC. A few moments later, Mr. Pushkin heard the lavatory flush and watched Bruce stroll back to the studio, greatly relieved. Aren't you a clever old cat? Said Emma, lifting Bruce and placing him gently onto his warm shelf. Despite the noisy squirrel, the Moggy drifted quickly back to sleep, snoring loudly. I wish Mr. Pushkin could use a lavatory, muttered Clem, opening the loft hatch. He smiled. But I think he'll miss flicking those little stones all over the kitchen floor too much. You could train him, said Emma, but you'll have to install a push-button flush. All it takes is the lightest touch of a paw, and whoosh, away it all goes. She held her nose. But as the extractor fan's faulty, I always leave the little window ever so slightly open. Clem smiled, then cautiously poked his head through the hatch. When greeted by a shining pair of mischievous eyes, he cried, Emma, look, the squirrel! The rodent's tiny paws were hooked over the edge as it prepared to leap down into the immaculate studio and wreak havoc on the semi-finished canvases propped on the easels, paintbrushes arranged neatly in old jam jars, and a multitude of paints and palettes stacked in their proper places on dozens of shelves. Quick, grab it! Shouted Emma. She shuddered at the mess it'd make if it was let loose. Drat! She cried, when the squirrel retreated back into the darkness of the loft. What makes you think I want to go into that dusty loft? Thought Mr. Pushkin, as Clem, struggling to balance on the wobbly ladder, heaved him one-handedly through the hatch. I'm sure you're getting heavier, sighed Clem, rubbing the cramp out of his arm. Looking at his disgruntled cat, he said, Now go and do what you're best at. What I'm best at? Thought Mr. Pushkin. Surely that would be sleeping. He looked around the cluttered loft with its mouldy cardboard boxes and damp wooden crates and thought, I don't particularly want to sleep up here, he growled. So I suppose you want me to chase that squirrel. And don't catch it, pleaded Clem. Just scare it away. Mr. Pushkin padded across the dusty loft boards, weaving carefully between boxes and crates so as to not dirty his pristine purplish-blue fur. The air swirled with so much dust that he found it difficult not to sneeze. Boxes had been scratched, crates had been chewed, and there were tiny paw prints and cachets of shiny conkers everywhere. But there was neither sight nor sound of squirrel. That was easy, thought Mr. Pushkin. It must have fled the moment it saw me. Whilst heading back to the hatch, his sensitive nose detected the faintest whiff of squirrel drifting on the cool autumnal breeze. He knew it was squirrel because to him it smelt sweeter than mouse, but less sour than rat. But after patrolling the loft another three times, examining the top of every box and crate, he decided that the squirrel was no longer present. He thought, why can't Bruce do such menial work? Squirrels are scared of all cats, even the ancient arthritic ones. 10 minutes later, Mr. Pushkin had been brushed and had enjoyed a dinner of smoked salmon garnished with a dollop of Emma's beluga caviar, all washed down with a saucer of skimmed milk.